that's, you call them batter cakes, is that?
Yeah, there's a batter cake.
And are they made, is that made of cornmeal or?
Well, you can make them either one, corn or flour.
And what do you pour over the batter cakes?
Well, nothing, they just drop them in there in the skillet and pan or whatever it is.
And when you eat them, what do you pour over them when you eat them?
Well, I'm a regular old sorghum eater myself.
Are you? What do you keep molasses in? What do you call that?
Well, way back, long time ago, it was a barrel. Barrel or keg. Anything from a 5 gallon to a container to a 60.
What's a stand?
Well, a stand, that's on a table, just a molasses stand.
It's much smaller than. Speaking of barrels, what do you call the, well, the two parts of the barrel, would you describe the two, what do you call the long pieces that go around?
Oh, the staves.
And the, what do you call the one?
The head is in.
And what keeps the staves together?
Them hooks it's around.
How do you get the liquid out of a barrel? What do you call that thing that you turn?
Bung.
Now is the bung the hole or the thing that you turn?
You call it the bung hole and the barrel, and then you got the stopper.
Did you ever put anything in that in the bung hole that you can turn?
Yeah, that's a faucet.
I see. And what you have in the kitchen, the water comes out of.
That's right, same thing.
And suppose you have one outside that you can turn off and on for water. Is that, if it was outside the house?
You're talking about a cutoff to cut the water off?
Right. Well, I was thinking, suppose you have a
hydrant, just a hydrant out. I got one out there.
You can draw water outside then. And you mentioned that you've got an oven. Do you remember when your mother would cook on a fireplace?
Oh, good gracious, yes.
I'd be interested to know more about that. What kind of, in the first place, how would you build a fire? And you burn wood, right?
Well, you've seen fireplaces, you know. Well, you... It's nice to have some, a lot of coal. You just take a little fire shovel and put some coal down the hearth and set this oven down on them coals, you know. Well, then you're supposed to have a lid that just fits it.
Now, would you use the word coals for wood?
Live coals for wood.
And, when you start to build a wood fire, what do you go out to get to light easy?
Well, a lot of people, and as lucky as they are through this section of the country, and this getting scarce now, is rich pine.
And what would you call that rich pine if you...
I went out and splitting this and killing the little box sitting right over there about a month ago. I carried it out there and got a rash mart in it, and I haven't used it all yet.
And what was the name of the pretty good sized log that you put to hold the fire?
How was that?
How did you call the log that you used?
Oh, the back log?
To hold the fire.
Back stick.
Back stick. And what was the stuff left from the wood in the fireplace?